Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. This is kind of a flash update, and the material that we're getting seems to be vetted. There is a basic war going on in the Middle East, and the problem with the Middle East is one of these days, we can't tell which one, or one of these battles is going to go into a huge conflict in World War III. And Larry found a prophecy that I've asked him to read. It's from an autistic boy over in Israel. I guess it's been verified by a rabbi, as I understand it. But it's very, very pertinent to what's going on over there right now. Hey, Larry, how you doing up there? Down
hey,
there.
Yeah. Using them binoculars.
Yeah. Why don't we start with this prophecy this boy had, because it kind of dovetails into what's going on over there. One of these days, folks, this thing is just going to go boom, and it can go boom overnight, and it's going to involve Russia. It's going to involve the United States, Syria. In fact, as I understand it, Syria just had some little bit of help there from the Russians, landed there, and I guess deposited troops there. I'll get to that article. But, Larry, do you have that prophecy in front of you at all?
Yeah, I got some notes from it. Very, very
yep.
Interesting. It's the rabbis are claiming that this message from an autistic child in Jerusalem seems to be very authentic, and basically it's titled Messiah is About to Be Revealed. And this is from my notes. I'll just quote real quick here because it entails things that we've talked about before. And this is, I quote, "We are near the end. Messiah about to be revealed. Great difficulty coming first. God about to destroy two-thirds of world. Only God who created world can destroy it. There will be a star, just as written. Star belongs to God. All stars belong to him. Sun belongs to him. You will have no hope or help without repentance." And also dovetailed into this prophecy was words from this autistic child that it did not matter, that he was saying that this all includes wars too, but it did not matter how much food you had on hand or how much water you had or how good your bunker is. Without repentance, you will have no hope.
Absolutely. I don't think people understand. They've classified now, modern theology has classified repentance as some sort of a work, some sort of a legalism, some sort of, it's an anathema to faith and grace. And, well, that's the false salvation message. What can I say? Jesus warned about it. Peter warned about it. Paul warned about it. They've all warned about it. And Jesus had plenty of things to say about it when he was here. And, of course, when I say something like, well, Peter wrote about it, it was Jesus Christ writing through Peter. So all of these words, it's very, very it's a tough thing because we are coming up on the end. There's no question about it. The timelines are basically extinguished. Now, this war, this is very, very interesting timing, isn't it? 11-11. What's the latest you've got? I got some stuff here from Hal Turner, but none of it sounds very good.
No.
What's the latest? Now, you've got your phone with your app on it. Is that still going off?
Yeah, that's been going off all evening, just like a Christmas tree. I mean, you know, I get notices whenever there's rocket or missile attacks on Israel, and it's been ringing off the wall. And matter of fact, you know, the odd timing is 11/11/2018 is when this began. And even Hal Turner, I think, has got a post or a text from the jihad people in Gaza, and they even ended their statement with 11/11/2018, which is really odd.
Yeah. Well, here's a headline from Hal. Israel assassinates Hamas military commander, then 50-plus airstrikes against Gaza in first hour by the IDF. 7 dead so far. Gaza launches rocket barrage into Israel. Israelis have been killed. And he's got live updates. The Palestinians have inflicted heavy casualties upon our IDF forces in Gaza tonight. So this was actually an incursion into Gaza. Was it Henry Groover that said when we saw Israel go into Gaza, that was the beginning of the end, right? If I remember that, I don't know if it's Henry Groover who it was. Do you have any?
Well,
do you remember that?
There's been a number of them, but Henry Groover's was when you see the Israel remove Gaza. In other words, when they go in and erase the Palestinians. That will be an end time event. And matter of fact, I've read where IDF generals have formulated a plan to literally kill or remove all Palestinians from that region. So whether this is the beginning of it, I don't know. But at the time that this began, Netanyahu was in France meeting with Putin, and then had to rush back as the intense fighting. And go ahead if you want to read some more of the updates.
Okay, it says here, update 329, Eastern Standard Time, fierce clashes between Israeli army and Palestinian Qassam brigades in Gaza. Two high-ranking commanders are reported to be killed by airstrikes. Several Israeli soldiers have been killed. Then at 3:31, airstrikes continue in Gaza. At least 40 strikes have occurred already in the last 20 minutes. Barrage of rockets have been launched towards Israel, fired into Israel from Gaza. Several explosions heard. Red alerts in several areas are sounding as far as Beersheba in Israel. Ben Gurion Airport ordered to change flight paths of civilian airliners due to serious events in Gaza. Dozens of Israeli Air Force planes overflying southern Gaza. Feels like war. Rumors are Israeli special forces have killed Hamas commander. They face massive fire. Israelis are dead or wounded. Hamas is trying to kidnap the bodies of the wounded soldiers. Unconfirmed that a special IDF unit which infiltrated Gaza got trapped. F-16s constantly bombing Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu is now rushing back to Israel from France due to ongoing serious security incidents in Gaza. Hamas ordered all media outlets in Gaza not to release any information about the ongoing, so they're going to go silent on both sides. Israeli emergency broadcast interrupting radio. Israeli residents near Gaza told to move near their air raid shelters. 40 Israeli strikes. Then at 3:49, so this is moving very rapidly, folks. Red alert, incoming rockets from Gaza into Israel. Ambulance services has raised their alert level to C, one level below the highest. Israeli warplanes strike Rafah in southern Gaza. Hamas has just unleashed another massive barrage of rockets. And then at 3:58, new Israeli strikes. And then at 4, something has happened. This is where I want to focus on, Larry. It says something has happened inside Israel. Bad. Israeli army officials labeling this event as a catastrophe, not a security event. What do you suppose they're talking about there?
Well, I have no idea, Stuart, whether something was launched that had maybe a chemical weapon attached, or possibly is it an accident with munitions and it's inside Israel being moved? You know, we really don't know. A lot of this is going to be hard to figure out because, like you said, there's going to be a blackout, a news blackout. Very little of any American media are carrying even a word of this at the moment, and this has been a number of hours going on.
I know. I was watching Fox on the bottom to see if anything came through. Nothing. They're just not reporting any of this, folks. You're not going to get the real news of what's going on any mainstream media, and that includes Fox News. This stuff is being censored to the point where it's ridiculous now. Okay, 409, more of rocket attacks from Gaza. A special force, this is a special force of Zionist enemies infiltrated this evening in a civilian car in the area of the Martyr something, blah, blah, mosque. The force assassinated the commander of our forces during the withdrawal of this force, which led to the martyrdom of a number of our people. The event continues. Our forces are dealing with this dangerous Zionist aggression. This is, of course, from the Hamas people. And like Larry said, very odd. They dated it 11/11/2018, which is another 11. So it's an 11/11/11. This is being done by the numbers. And at 4:45, IDF Special Forces vehicle captured. Additional intel, let's see, incoming rockets keep coming in. So we don't know what's going to happen here. Hamas and all factions have been given the green light to respond and to escalate to today's events. Then there's another bulletin here at the end of it. Israeli Defense Minister Lieberman, the Palestinians inflicted heavy casualties upon our IDF forces in Gaza tonight. And inside parentheses, very unusual comment by a senior Israeli regime official, and so quickly. They must be prepping their people for war. Now, I think this is tied. Larry, what's your – we've got only a couple minutes left. This is strictly just a heads up so that you know what's going on. You're not going to hear it on major news. Russian special forces land in South Syria. U.S. Raptors deter Syrian, Iranian, and Russian combat aircraft. I wonder if this is tied together. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it very well could be, because the interesting thing is, report's about 24 hours old, so now Russian forces probably are on the northern Israel Golan with the Iranians.
Yes.
And the Syrians. So this could develop, and Hezbollah's just itching to fire rockets or missiles. Stuart, this could develop into a ground war really, really quick. And we do know the IDF has already made the plans for an invasion of Gaza with tanks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know.
Yep, we'll just have to watch. Anyway, it's a heads up, folks. And by the way, on the vote stuff down there in Florida, a person has come forward with a sworn affidavit, I guess before court, and says that they are actually making up votes. So we got a fraud situation developing in the Democrats. The communists, by the way, that's what you should call them, will stop at nothing to get rid of Trump. If none of this works, look out, because they'll resort to other means. And maybe what's going on, I believe Trump and Putin and Bibi Netanyahu have all talked, in spite of what it says on the major news. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and we'll keep you posted, folks. If something more develops, we'll certainly be on tomorrow night. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Take care of yourselves. Heads up. Good night.